The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, WSRE-TV.
Welcome to the Monday edition of Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me, we have Mary and Jen from WSRE, otherwise better known as PBS.
Yeah, WSRE-PBS.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about WSRE and who you are and who you serve.
Oh, well, we're the PBS station for Northwest Florida. And, of course, we also serve coastal Alabama, have a lot of members from coastal Alabama. And, gosh, we've been around for almost 70 years. We're licensed to Pensacola State College. And we're just an integral part of the community, and we have a lot going on this fall.
And that's where you're located, right, the college?
Yeah. Yes, we are, right across from the airport.
Okay, because I think you have two offices. Is there, like, another office?
No.
So just
we have broadcast facilities off Wilcox Road, Road in Baldwin County. That's where our tower is, and broadcast facilities. So you might have read that somewhere.
Awesome. And what's the mission of PBS?
Oh, the mission of PBS is broad. One of the things we do, we're we give everybody front row seats to the best of the performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit about that. For this fall, and of course, our emphasis on education and early learning. PBS Kids is all about preparing kids for kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an event this weekend that's PBS Kids related.
Can I
talk about that?
Absolutely.
Now?
Go ahead.
Right. So we're kind of fast forwarding into a busy fall, and this weekend on Saturday, we'll be at Gulfaria Marine Adventure Park. And it's our first time back there. We were there annually for several years until the coronavirus struck.
Mm.
And then last year, they had major renovations going on. So we're back this year. Daniel Tiger, a big fan favorite for all the kids from PBS Kids, and Clifford the Big Red Dog,
mm-hmm.
and love the Clifford books. They'll be there. So we'll have character meet and greets. We'll have arts and crafts for the kids. There'll be a scavenger hunt where kids can look for things in the park. And, of course, it's a great time. I always think of this as the best time of year for staycations,
mm-hmm.
because all the other tourists have gone back to school and home. So it's a great time for us who live here to visit Gulfarium and bring the kids. And we'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with Daniel Tiger and Clifford the Big Red Dog. And but the park is open regular hours that day. And tickets are available at gulfarium.com and all the park information. So, and if you haven't been out to Gulfarium in a while, you should go, because they really have put a lot of investment into that place and have some new exhibits and new activities. And it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's really a point of pride for our community. So we're kind of focusing on marine science and STEM education and having some PBS Kids fun, and hope all the families will come out and join us.
Yeah, the Gulfarium is a great space. We've been out there a couple times, and family always enjoyed it, so I hope people will definitely drive out there and visit with you guys. Clifford, it's awesome that Clifford's there.
Oh, yeah.
My kids were a big fan of Clifford. They're teenagers now, but my kids were a big fan of Clifford growing up.
Yep, everybody loves Clifford and Daniel. So, and Gulfarium is generous as well. They are donating a portion of their proceeds to the WSRE-TV Foundation, which supports public television in our community,
mm-hmm.
and all of our educational resources. So join us at Gulfarium this weekend.
Wonderful.
Saturday.
So tell me a little bit about the arts and crafts. What sort of activities can people expect?
Well, since Clifford's there, I'm sure we will have some construction paper ears that the kids make and wear around. We always do that.
Mm-hmm.
Coloring sheets. I know sometimes we've done some plants there. Our GM, Jill Hubbs, is also director of education for the station, so she always comes up with wonderful activities. And if we're in the same place where we used to be, it's in a little aquarium area.
Mm.
So we kind of just have a room full of tables and lots of chairs and materials for kids to come and make some arts and crafts, and they can take what they make with them.
That's awesome. And they'll be able to see everything at the Gulfarium as well, or is there going to be certain areas that are off limits?
The park is open just regular hours and regular activities. So
wonderful.
All the aquariums and exhibits and all of that are available.
Wonderful. And you said where to go for the tickets. Can you tell me a little bit more about tickets? What what the price is, if there's...
I don't know the prices. It's okay. Just Gulfariums. If you go to Gulfarium, you have to pay a mission fee.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find all that information at Gulfarium.com. Okay. And I think they have different levels for military age, kids, that kind of thing. So
okay, perfect. And I see that there's a few sponsors that are part of this as well. Is anybody that you want to? Yes, we are.
Yeah, we have.
I wasn't looking for the props there. I was going to give you a chance to highlight some other folks.
Gulfarium is, they are, like I said, donating a portion of their proceeds that day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a generous contribution to the station. And then our media partners are you all. Cat Country and News Radio and ESPN, Cox Media, they just support everything educational in our community, but they're running some spots for us. And Lamar gives us a great rate on our outdoor. And I saw a couple of the billboards this weekend for this event. So we appreciate all of our fellow media partners supporting our events and supporting what we do in the community.
That's awesome.
So
awesome.
But we have a lot of other things going on.
Yes.
Also this week, we have a big deadline coming up, and Jen's here. This is kind of her baby, but we were the recipients of a Foo Foo Fest grant this year, and we're going to make a joyful noise this fall with the gospel.
We are very excited about this series of events, and it is WSRE PBS's first time participating in Foo Foo Fest, and we're very grateful for their support. So we are going to be an anchor event for the second weekend of Foo Foo Fest in November. And we're going to be bringing Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration to Pensacola. And with that, we're going to be bringing a very wonderfully talented choir from Harlem. They're called Sing Harlem. They have been performing in the New York area for a very long time. They actually do a gospel brunch right there at Red Rooster in Harlem. They have been voted the number one gospel brunch in the New York area for the past 13 years. Mm-hmm. And they're a phenomenal young choir that I had the opportunity of meeting when I was in New York with my father over Christmas. And so we have partnered with them. They're going to be flying down to Pensacola to help us execute this series of events. So Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration is going to be a series of three events over November 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're going to start with a gospel music workshop at Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. That's going to be executed by the Sing Harlem folks. And that's going to be for elementary and middle-aged children there at Dixon. That is a free workshop for those kids. Then on Saturday the 9th, we're going to be doing a live gospel music competition. So kind of think like American Idol style, or BET has a gospel music competition type event or show called Sunday's Best. So right now we are asking for gospel choirs to get online, www.wsre.org/joyfulnoise, and submit their audition videos. We are looking for anyone that can hear us and drive to us to submit their auditions, and we are going to filter through those and pick the top 10 best gospel choirs. And those top 10 are going to show up at Pensacola High School on the 9th of November and compete in front of a panel of judges and a large audience. So then the judges are going, we're also going to have a lot of featured performances of Sing Harlem's actually going to perform there, the choir from Harlem. We've got Soulful Movement, is a gospel dance company, is going to be performing. Solomon Bozeman, a legendary gospel singer, and a few others. So it's going to be a day of 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and it's going to be a day of just great music. As those choirs compete in front of the panel of judges, it is going to be free and open to the public, so we want everyone to show up and support those groups. At the end of the competition series, the judges will narrow it down to the top three, and the top three choirs will go home with some really fabulous media packages that will help them further their gospel careers. And so it is free to audition, to perform, and to attend that event. And then on Sunday, November 10th, we're going to have a gospel music brunch. So that Sing Harlem group, they are not going to be doing their gospel brunch in Harlem. They're going to be shutting down for the day. They're going to be right here in Pensacola, Florida, doing their thing for us at Lily Hall and Brother Fox. It's going to be kind of like big tent revival style. We're going to tent it off and have a wonderful spread of food prepared by Chef Darian Hernandez, with some free-flowing mimosas and light summery or cocktails. And that's going to be a really great time. So tickets for that will go on sale in just a couple of weeks. We do have sponsorships available for this Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration. And we're just very excited to unite the community through gospel music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mary and Jen from WSRE are our guests today on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for them. So with submitting videos, is there any sort of like application that they need to put out? Or is there anything like essential information that needs to be part of that too?
Sure. They just need to get on our website, www.wsre.org/joyfulnoise. They'll just ask you some basic questions. Also, when you go on there, you'll be able to read all of the rules and regulations. But it's pretty simple. They just have to submit a video. You know, a 1 to 2 minute video of their choir performing. And that's it. We've made it very simple, and it's free to audition, participate. And it's quite straightforward.
It's going to be a great time. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, we have such a wonderful community here, and we find that gospel music kind of breaks all boundaries. It seems that no matter where you come from, what your upbringing is, it's something that everyone can be inspired by. And we just really want to inspire our community through the music, and we want to educate our community on the contributions that the African-American and Black communities have made to the country, the music, the art form, as well as our community. You know, we have a long history here in Pensacola. They have a long history and helped form Pensacola to what it is now. So we want to celebrate the African-American and Black community through gospel music.
Yeah. And so the impetus for this was Henry Louis Gates Jr. If you're a fan of PBS, you know him. He does Finding Your Roots. And he had a big documentary series, I think in February, and on the history of gospel music. And we had a screening and had some choirs perform, so maybe some of your listeners were there. We had about 300 people show up. It was a really great night. And so that's kind of how this all came about, because there was such a great response to that.
Mm-hmm.
And still the documentary is still available and all of that. So we're going to celebrate the history of gospel music and gospel music in our area. And I'm excited for the brunch. Now, The Rooster, what is the name of the restaurant?
Red Rooster. Harlem.
Jen didn't know this, but when I Googled it to kind of see what, you know, learn more about Sing Harlem, mm-hmm. that's owned by Marcus Samuelson. And if you're a PBS fan, you know him because he had a show called No Passport Required, Chef Samuelson, and he's one of the PBS chefs. You know, we have several very famous chefs, and he's one of them. And so I was really excited about that PBS connection as well. But this is going to be a
fabulous restaurant
great
forever
event.
In New York.
And WSRE is a nonprofit, and it's the first time that we've received the Fufu Fest grant. So that's pretty exciting. It's a pretty big deal for us, and
yes,
we're just
it is.
Really excited to be part of it.
Absolutely.
And Solomon Bozeman, I think we've had one gospel act participate in our music series, Studio Amped, and it was his group, and they were fantastic. And I know the last time I saw him, they were headed to France to do a tour.
Yeah, he is all over still to this day. Yeah, our featured acts are going to be amazing as well. The Soulful Movement, the dance, gospel dance praise team, they just participated in the largest gospel competition in the nation there in Atlanta called How Sweet the Sound, and won top place there. So, you know, they're starting to get more notoriety as well, so we're excited to have them there.
It's going to be a great weekend of music. And
absolutely. So, again, that's Saturday, November 9th from noon to 5 p.m., Pensacola High School Auditorium.
Yes, and if you have a choir that you think would like to participate, please go online and sign up.
The deadline is Saturday.
Yeah,
yes.
This week, sign up. And if you need more time for your video or whatever, just talk to Jen. I'm sure she'll work something out. But we want to have a lot of participation, and be great. So speaking of music,
mm-hmm.
if we have time, I'll jump right in.
You have, yep, absolutely.
To our Studio Amped.
Studio Amped.
Series.
Tell us about it.
That time of year. Gosh, this is season 15 of our concert series, Studio Amped. Bill Harrell, everybody knows Bill. He's the executive producer of this and gets the bands every year and vets the bands. So we're going to start on October 4th. I'm not sure how many years we've partnered with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, but I want to guess 12. And so we always have a songwriters special. And this year, three Nashville songwriters that are in town for the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival will perform. And that is Lauren Massetti. I know that she's an Opry girl. I've seen her on the Grand Ole Opry. Jim McCormick, he's really popular, has written for so many artists, and C.J. Soler. C.J. is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, originally.
Go Tigers.
Yep. And Lauren, and just football season. Lauren and Jim are both from Nashville. Anyway, that starts on the 4th, and then we have 2 weeks after that of shows on Tuesday, October 8th, the following week, Bangarang Peter, local band. They're kind of known as a show band. I think if you go out to see them perform, you come away with a great, memorable experience. Mm-hmm. So they'll be fun. Civilized Natives, they're a longtime band in Pensacola. In fact, if anybody remembers the Springfest Music Festival,
they
were a Discovery Stage winner and got a recording from that long time ago, but that was 30 years ago. So they have some new music. They've kind of are having a revival. So mm-hmm. Civilized Natives will be back on stage, and they've done Studio Amp before. Then the following week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have shows Johnny Hayes and the Alabama Fire, Jordan Chase, and Justin, I hope I say his
Justin?
Name right, Gene Song. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. I know I've seen him perform at the Front Porch over in Lillian.
Mm.
And to me, I remember when I sat down, I thought, he sounds just like Lucas Nilsson to me, and I'm a big Lucas Nilsson fan. So I'm excited to hear his music. But Studio Amped, if you're not familiar, it showcases the original music of regional artists. You know, we have mm-hmm. a couple from Nashville. Sometimes we'll get somebody over from Mississippi, that kind of thing. But always have some Pensacola artist or Mobile artist. Mm-hmm. And there's so much talent around here, and I'm always just blown away.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the Frank Brown songwriters folks, and they're just incredibly talented people, and it's great that we have them here.
You know, I'm kicking myself because I'm a big Red Clay Strays fan, and they're so big right now, so hot. They opened for the Rolling Stones, and they're on tour. They sold out overseas, but they did Studio Amped, I don't know, a few years back, and I'm the marketing gal, so I'm usually taking pictures and things like that, and unless I, you know, sometimes I'll ask to be in a group shot. We always take a big group shot, but I looked the other day and I'm not in the one with them. I was like, oh, man.
I would frame it and
put it in my office.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have some real talent here. And so anyway, go to WSRE.org. You can find the schedule. Each evening performance has its own Facebook event. So, you know, if you like us on Facebook, you'll see all of the concerts coming up. And
the concerts are free and open to the public, and they perform right there at the WSRE studios in the Amos Performance Center. Mm-hmm. And so we ask everyone to come along and join us and have a great time. And they film the concert right there in our studio for
the episodes will air in the spring. But this is kind of like our version of Austin City Limits.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar. But do we want to circle back to the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival? Because we partner with them to do something really special with the Pace Center for Girls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. So I think we're going into our third year working with the Pensacola Songwriters Festival and Pace Center for Girls. We started doing a songwriters workshop. We bring in a couple of their artists or their songwriters that the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival brings in, and we've been doing a one-hour workshop with the girls, teaching them about songwriting, but we've decided to expand that program. And so what we're going to be doing is a couple of weeks leading up to October 4th, we're going to bring in some local songwriters over there to Pace Center for Girls and teach them about songwriting. And they'll get to hear different styles of music. And then there'll be two workshops. And on October 4th, they'll do their main workshop with the big stars that the Songwriters Festival is bringing in. And they actually work with them to create their own song, which is really neat. And then we're going to have the girls over at WSRE at the studios, and we're going to give them a studio tour. And they're going to be able to check out the sound check, and they're going to be there for the concert as well, have a pizza party, and just a good old time. So we're kind of hoping to we're expanding that just to teach them more about songwriting and music and expose them to different genres and giving them the full experience by having the workshops and then seeing these performers on stage. And then, you know, they'll get to watch it on television as well after we put it out in the spring. So it's kind of a full circle thing for them. And it's such a great school and organization, Pace Center for Girls, and we just love working with them, and we're so grateful that the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival has partnered with us on this yet again for, I think, the third year now.
Yeah, the festival's done this with schools, I think, you know, the elementary, maybe middle schools and Gulf Breeze and all that for several years. And a few years back, we received a grant related to Kim Burns' country music documentary on PBS to do some community engagement. And that's kind of how this started. And we contacted Lori Rogers and at Pace Center for Girls. And it's such a great opportunity. For one thing, the girls get on the college campus. The workshop is in the music and theater building, or the performing arts building, they call it now, at Pensacola State College. You know, it's a classroom with a piano and a whiteboard and all of that. And it's just magical to watch them. You know, they kind of come in not knowing what to expect, and by the end, they've written a song together.
Mm-hmm.
And Ann Buckle, I'm going to give a shout out to her. She's in Nashville, but she's performed on Studio Amped, and she does this, and several of the other songwriters who've worked with the girls for the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville. They have a similar program there, and I think she has her own nonprofit and does it on her own as well. She is fantastic with the girls. And then Lauren Massetti, who is performing that night, she's going to work with Ann and the girls this year on Friday, October the 4th. And so then the girls, the new element of this is having the girls have a night out, mm-hmm. and come to the show. So they'll meet Lauren that morning and work with her and write a song, and then they'll be able to come and see her perform in the studio. So they'll learn about careers in music. They'll learn about careers in broadcasting. They mm-hmm. can, you know, shadow our crew and see what we're doing as we produce a television series. So yeah, it's just magical. I don't know if it's the third year. It might be the fourth year, but I'm just blown away every time with just how excited the girls are, and it's such a creative, collaborative experience that that most of us don't get to have.
Right, and we're all looking for an outlet, a way for us to express our feelings and emotions and tell stories. And so we're happy to introduce, you know, this outlet of songwriting and music to the girls through this program.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us talk about that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
It's literally become one of my favorite things every year, and it's just kind of done quietly, and we do it and go on, but I think people should know about it because it's a really special thing. And these songwriting festivals, you know, they're kind of unique, I think, to our area with our beaches and all that the songwriters like to come down. But, you know, Pensacola Beach, Frank Brown, they do so many good things in our community that we don't hear a whole lot about.
Yeah, and do they bring their own instruments along, or do they have to bring, have some on site for them if they want to?
Caitlin Evanson worked with us the last 2 years, and she's like a touring violinist,
mm-hmm.
And she's on tour Friday night. I think she's still coming to the festival, but she can't be there on Friday because she's with one of the major country artists. But she brought her own fiddle. There's a piano in the room, and Ann plays that, and Ann brings her guitar. And, you know, they write the lyrics on the whiteboard, and the girls, you know, it's all the girls' thoughts, and they just help them craft it into a song because they're just that talented. But Caitlin used to tour with Taylor Swift, and the girls were just nuts about
that's
very
cool.
They were beyond excited to be even close to someone that has been close to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to make sure that we give a nice shout out to the Bear Family Foundation, who has also provided some funding to help us with this workshop series for the Pace Center for Girls. So they are phenomenal. They support so many organizations and support WSRE, and we're grateful for their help with this.
For sure.
So we have about 1 minute left. I know you wanted to talk about Florida Road Trip as well.
Oh, yeah. So the night before the Studio Amp concert, sadly for us because we have a lot going on in a couple of days, but Florida Road Trip is a show. It's a series produced by WUCF in Orlando, the PBS station in Orlando, and they have produced their new season. It's their 10th season for the series, which airs on WSRE. There's a Pensacola episode. So we are having a watch party on Thursday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. in the Amos studio. We can watch. It's a half-hour show. We're going to watch it on the big screen.